It is time now for Oh the Humanities, taking a look at humanities scholarship events and research on campus and around the community, and now, of course, online, as a lot of the events are going online. Carolina Public Humanities, still active on campus and around. Humanities.unc.edu is their website for more information on upcoming events, including the one that we're going to talk about today. This is going to happen on Thursday, and again, it's an online seminar. You can head to the website and register for it now. It's going to be on Thursday from 4 to 5:30, an event called History Repeats Itself, Ahmaud Arbery and Racism in 2020. This is, of course, a reflection on the Ahmaud Arbery case and placing it in historical context, specifically with regard to race relations in America. It's co-sponsored by the Orange County Community Remembrance Coalition and Carolina K-12. And the panelists are really, really good for this one. Dr. Debbie Stroman, you know her well if you listen to this show. Rodney Pierce, Ted Shaw of the UNC Law School, Seth Koch of American Studies, and Sonny Kelly, who you also know if you listen to this show. He's been here before talking about his one-man show, The Talk. He's going to be one of the speakers on Thursday at this panel, and Sonny Kelly joins us now on the phone to talk about the event. Sonny, thank you so much for being with us today.
Hey, Aaron, I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
So I just gave the 10 second summary of what's going to happen on Thursday, but what is the larger overview? Give us the context for this.
Well, you know, I think that when we talk about humanities and humanities in the public, this operation that we are a part of, this using the arts and literature and our understanding of what humanity is I think the best tool to help us to get to the center of the most painful experiences that we have. My show, The Talk, is about a painful experience I had explaining to my 7-year-old at the time the Freddie Gray situation that happened in 2015 that caused the riots and the protests in Baltimore, Maryland. Since then, of course, we've had several other situations, Philando Castile, Alton Sterling. You know, sadly, the list of names goes on and on with Ahmaud Arbery being the latest one. And so our country is in pain for a lot of reasons. And I think that having a conversation through the lens of the humanities is just a great way to kind of get to the heart of the pain and then start to debride the wound, right? Like start talking it out and mutually humanizing each other, as I like to say.
Mm. Absolutely. We've talked about the talk, your show in the past. When you heard about this case, Ahmaud Arbery, did that case make you think differently about the talk, or is this really just another reinforcement of why the talk was so important in the first place?
Yeah, you know, I think it was a reinforcement of why the talk was so important, which is why I'm so glad we're going to talk again on Thursday, because we need to have these conversations. The talk is about a conversation that a daddy has to have with his child that he shouldn't have to have. But when this happened with Ahmaud Arbery, I was brokenhearted, but I was just reminded of how important and vital this talk is, and really how important it is that people who are not in communities of color understand that this talk exists. We should all be having talks in our respective households about how racism is a problem, and we can all be part of the solution, or we can be a part of the problem. And our silence is part of the problem, right? So hearing about Ahmaud Arbery, like I said, I was heartbroken, but I was also I was reminded that my work is not done. Our work is not done. And it just one more reason to get back on Zoom, back on social media, everything that we have access to now, to keep the conversation going.
What did you say within your family about this case?
Well, you know, I sat down with my son, Sterling, and my youngest son, Langston, and I just said, hey, you all, this is what's happened, because they don't watch a lot of news, so I'm pretty much the purveyor of all things current affairs. And it saddened me that my oldest son, the first thing he said was, well, Daddy, what was he wearing? Was he wearing a hoodie? Like Trayvon Martin was? As if to say, well, is there something he could have done better so it wouldn't have happened? You know, this retrospective kind of guilt / hindsight 2020, but in this perverse way of somehow, even in his own just kind of innocent inquisitiveness, somehow blaming the victim. And I said, no, son, it doesn't matter what he was wearing, but just for so you know, he was wearing jogging clothes. He was jogging. Like, there's no reason for this to happen. And so we talked about lynching and what that is and how, to me, this was the equivalent of a lynching. And my youngest son said, wait, I thought you could only lynch if you hang people. And I thought, wow, okay, this concept is haunting us in ways that force us to have new conversations about it. And if we're not careful, we'll just rehash and we'll kind of wallow in it. But I took that moment to say, no, son, lynching is actually a killing of a person that people think is guilty of a crime, and they take the law into their own hands. And more often than not in this country, lynching has been done against black people. Because blackness to some people is already an indication of criminality. I didn't say that. I said to some people, blackness just means you're already a criminal. You already did something wrong. So they feel like they have the right to ask you questions, to pull you over. And that's what these two gentlemen did. And so in having the conversation, it enriched our understanding of where we are and where we've been. But it also challenged me to say, wow, I need to have even more regular conversations with my sons, because I don't want them being part of the problem by blaming the victim or not fully understanding the historical context that we're in here.
Speaking with Sonny Kelly, and we're talking about this event that's going to be on Thursday, 4 to 5:30. This is online, called History Repeats Itself, Ahmaud Arbery and Racism in 2020. Carolina Public Humanities putting this on in conjunction with Carolina K-12 and the Orange County Community Remembrance Coalition, which I want to highlight for a second, because they have been actively, certainly locally, and part of a national effort to raise awareness of the history of lynchings locally and nationally in the United States. So the fact that they are on board as a co-sponsor is exactly what you're talking about. Like the extent to which this is not a new thing, and the extent to which this is very closely tied and closely connected with this history of lynching that goes back decades and centuries, right?
So true. And I'm grateful for the coalition, because people like Renee Price mm-hmm. and her team are about reminding us of where we've been so we can forge new paths to go forward. I always like to think of it about roots and routes, right? If we can dig into the roots and identify those roots, we can together forge new routes toward anti-racism, toward inclusion, toward equity. So I really think it's important that people know that what the coalition is doing, what the Orange County Community Remembrance Coalition is doing, is not dredging up the past and kind of race baiting. They're not doing that. What they're saying is, let's just look at what's happened. Let's be honest with it. Let's acknowledge the fact that we live in a great country. Some people would say the greatest country in the world. I'll say that. And that country has some issues. It's okay. But like any good family, we sit down and we talk about our issues. We don't pretend like they never happened. And I love that the power of remembrance is to say, I love my country so much that I want to remember all of my country. I want to love all of my country, not just the glossed over soundbite, patriotic, quote unquote, patriotic parts that we put forward for the rest of the world or during the national anthem. And I think that's what real love is, right? If you have a partner in life, you love all of them. And that's part of what the Remembrance Coalition is doing, is loving all of our nation and our community. And we do that by digging into the roots and then committing together to forge new routes.
I think that's absolutely true. We're speaking with Sonny Kelly, and we're talking about this event that's going to be on Thursday. What will you be talking about specifically on Thursday?
Well, I'm excited. I think I have permission to share that in 2021, I will be sharing a performance of a new one-man show that I'm developing, or I've developed, called Haunted. And it is in honor of Manly McCauley, who was one of the recorded lynchings that happened in the Orange County area just outside of Chapel Hill, or in current Chapel Hill, back in 1898. And in conjunction with the Equal Justice Institute, the Orange County Community Remembrance Coalition has taken up the name Manly McCauley and said, we're going to remember him. And they've had several activities and events to remember him. And one of the activities that I'm going to be a part of is actually a full one-man production that shares his story, but also kind of talks about how his story merges into our story today. So, we talk about art imitating life and life imitating art. Definitely Ahmaud is going to be in this piece now. So the piece was done and I'm like, oh, got to put Ahmaud in there. So we'll be in 2021 producing a full stage production of that in the Orange County area. But until then, I'll probably be performing snippets and excerpts of it here and there. And also I'll talk a little bit about how I'm using art to help me to not only make sense of what's happened and what is happening, but also to heal and to grow and to draw other people in.
Yes.
Right? My job, and I think all of us on Thursday, we don't want to call anybody out. We want to call everybody in to this conversation that we should all be having.
Yeah, say more about that, because we've got to start wrapping up here. But last question that I had was, you know, we're talking about this in the context of history and tying it in with this larger history of race in American history. But the humanities is much, much larger than history, obviously, right? It's philosophy, it's right. thought, it's literature, it's art, and so much more. So how do you bring all of those other things in a way that not just informs us and educates us about how to understand what's going on now, but also to as you said, find those routes to help us move past and overcome and move beyond?
You know, I think that the humanities is just a wonderful place to connect and create this admixture of logos, the logic, you know, the history, the hard knowledge, the facts, the pathos, the feelings, psychology, sociology, how all this is happening, how it feels in our bodies, and then the ethos, this notion of the sublime, the beautiful, the arts, when the arts come in, right, and how we can play with these things and get to this place where we actually enjoy each other and enjoy the process of learning about each other. So it's this admixture is what you're going to experience on Thursday, where you're going to have the arts, you're going to have history, you're going to have sociology, you're going to have people in business talking about how all of this comes together to tap into our hearts, minds, and souls, because we are that as humans. We are heart, mind, and soul. And when you deal with just one part of it, just the history, you lose sight of all of the truth. The history gives me facts, but what's in my heart and my mind gives me the truth. And when I have conversation about the truth, which is what we're going to do on Thursday, now I can get to a place where we can connect heart to heart, soul to soul, mind to mind, and really stand in solidarity with one another toward making a difference, transformation, right? It's about social transformation.
Deb Stroman, Rodney Pierce, Ted Shaw, Seth Koch, and Sonny Kelly all going to be speaking at this event this Thursday, 4 to 5:30. Sign up for it and register for it online at humanities.unc.edu. We're speaking with Sonny Kelly. And Sonny, as we wrap up, anything else that folks ought to know about this event or the larger issue?
I just hope everyone taps in. Of course, we know with COVID-19, there's also been the disparity with the Black community and the Brown community suffering more than most. I hope we continue to have this conversation so people will heal and grow and live. And please visit me at sonnykelly.com. You'll see the work that I'm doing. I'm going to continue to do this work as long as people will come and sit down in the seats and lean in and engage.
I'm looking forward to the next one. Again, humanities.unc.edu for more on this event. History repeats itself Thursday, 4 to 5:30. Register online at the website. Sonny Kelly, thank you so much for everything.
My pleasure. Aaron, thanks for what you do. God bless.